You are listening to Southside Radio, 102.9 FM.
Okay, my name is Mike D, D's for DeAngelis. I work at Angry Moon Tattoo. Until recently, I also worked at Mario's Southside Saloon. I've been on the Southside, I'd say about 3 years now, maybe a little bit longer. I've been coming over here, of course, a lot longer. I discovered the South Side living on Polish Hill. A gang of us used to hang out at Gooski's, had sort of declared the South Side our sister neighborhood, and came over here constantly. It wasn't long after that I met the future owner of Angry Moon Tattoo. His name's Cliff. We hooked up. He started teaching me how to tattoo shortly after we opened up a small one-man spot with Roxy up at the Body Bazaar. And shortly after that, we decided to move to the neighborhood because it was just a real pain in the butt getting across the river every day. Pretty much lived here ever since. It's a great neighborhood to live in, although there's a little bit of a ruckus going on every now and then. But you really can't beat it. There is, I would say, maybe two sides to the South Side. There's the older community who, of course, they have their roots here, lived here all their lives. But there's also a growing population of new neighbors who are pretty tightly connected. I would say, even if not all of us are like best of friends or whatever, there is a really tight network of young artistic neighbors around this neighborhood. You just really can't beat it, I don't think. I've never actually lived in a neighborhood before where you can just move in, meet a small handful of people, and next thing you know, you're like an intrinsic part of the community. It might have a little bit to do with the drinking, but you know, I mean, I've never really been one to drink that much. I think really what it is you just have most of the younger, more open-minded people are living in this neighborhood right now. Of course, since we're all young, sure, partying has a little bit to do with, you know, how we connect and how we get along and everything. But I really think it's more the fact that there's a real artistic flair to the neighborhood, which brings a certain open-minded type of people. And I think that's really what forms the neighborhood connection more than anything else. I think that's what forms a neighborhood connection really more than anything else. I think you could take a lot of the bars away, and as long as the artistic community still thrived around here, you would have about the same feeling. Totally, yeah. My initial impression of the neighborhood was just that it was just full of excitement or whatever. I find out now that I've been here a little bit longer that it can be a lot more mellow. I find that the only time it really does get as out of control as most people think is really just weekends. You get all the what we call outlanders from the other neighborhoods who just want to come here and tear up our neighborhood, and that's the only real downside. You know, like there's a lot of vandalism, a lot of just like we'll just say disturbing the peace in general, which you know we don't always appreciate. You know, if you come to the neighborhood that we've chosen to live in just to get drunk and tear things up, then you know, it's a real shame. You know, you can stay in your own neighborhood and tear it up, and, you know, we don't have to live with it. But, yeah, I guess there's an upside. There's downsides to every upside. So, but otherwise, I think it's the ideal neighborhood for me. I know most of my friends who I'm, you know, close with now have either lived here or just, like, up on the slopes for years now. Most of them don't have any plans on moving out. A lot of us really don't even leave the neighborhood half the time. You know, like everything you need's right here within a 10-block radius. Barely even need a car, so. Can't beat it.
Thanks a lot. No problem.
The East Carson Street Historic District, located on the south bank of the Monongahela River, was the commercial core for one of Pittsburgh's most important industrial and transportation centers during the 19th and early 20th century. The original landowner of what is now the Southside Flats was John Ormsby, who in 1763 was warranted 2,000 to 3,000 acres of land by the King of England in recognition of his service in the French and Indian War. He deeded the land between 6th and 17th Street to his daughter Jane, who married Nathaniel Bedford. Bedford laid out a town there and named the area Birmingham after his native city in England. The name was appropriate since the borough eventually surpassed its namesake in production of oil, of iron and coal.